proclamation number 8245 dated the August 19, 1962. Incarnation of many light beings in the last days. The fact that it has become necessary for so many beings of light to incarnate on Earth in the last days is because people only develop very little love, with the result that the spiritual darkness has increased. Thus light shall be brought to humanity. They do not kindle the flame within themselves which would provide them with the necessary illumination. Consequently, the light has to be brought to them from outside. That is, they have to be taught by fellow human beings who know the truth. That is, who possess a light. The embodied beings of light become knowledgeable as human beings by living a life of love. For at the start of their incarnation this knowledge is strange to them as well, since they, like everyone else, first have to educate themselves in order to become bearers of light which, however, comes easy to them because they are willing to love and love is the light which enlightens them from within. Hence I convey my word to earth through them. I bestow light upon people so that they will be introduced to the knowledge of their original state, their apostasy and their task during their human existence. Therefore they are not without knowledge even if their life without love, but they receive clarification and only need to be of goodwill in order to also accept the explanations and live their life accordingly. And especially the bearers of light. These embodied beings of light are rarely listened to, for they preach and demand a life of love, which is a requirement their fellow human beings don't want to live up to. Thus there will still be a great struggle by the world of light for the souls of people who close their eyes and ears and listen instead to the voice of the world. As a result, two directions can very clearly be recognized. People who reject all light will walk along in profound spiritual darkness, whereas other people will emanate light to their fellow human beings and live a way of life according to my commandments, and there the light will increase. People will have knowledge at their disposal which will give them great joy because they then recognize the purpose of their earthly life. People need support for they no longer do anything to find their way out of spiritual darkness. Their will is weak because it is constrained by God's adversary, and as long as the human being lives entirely without love he is still part of the one who had pulled him into darkness. This is why the human being has to be told time and again to practice love. And he will always be supported by the world of light so that he will become enlightened himself and realize why he is living on earth. For this reason God speaks to people through mediators, through beings of light, who have embodied themselves on earth and voluntarily muster the will to enter into close contact with their God and Creator of eternity, who want to bring salvation to their fellow human beings and return his children to their heavenly Father if they don't resist their efforts, if they accept the light, if they allow themselves to be permeated by the eternal light, which always happens when people are willing to listen to God's word and live accordingly. Then the darkness will be penetrated and people will become knowledgeable and come to realize that they have a Father who wants to help them return to Him and therefore sends His messengers to them to spread the light which they receive from God Himself. And there will still be a struggle for all souls which live in darkness of spirit, for people shall still be saved before the end and will escape the dreadful fate of being banished again into the creations of the new earth. Amen.